It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Shit.
Already broke. I forgot I had an Acorns account, dude.
Hopefully there's a couple G's in there, you know what I'm saying?
Is that a flex?
I said, hopefully there's a couple G's in there. Just fuck with you. How is that flexing?
I thought you said I had a couple G's in there, Nick.
No, I said, hopefully there's a couple G's in there.
I haven't really opened this in a long time. Oh, I got some cash in here.
Shit, flex money.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm an investor.
Well, I technically am an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't want to be one publicly, but.
No.
Are those the same glasses you were wearing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were red.
I had red ones on when you left. We were watching the sunrise, and I kept putting on different ones, and the yellow ones, I was just like, fuck, these are it.
Those are sick.
Yeah. I had pink ones on for a while. They were rose-colored glasses.
Dude, they were sick. I had the red ones on. I didn't take them off the whole night.
Yeah, I had these on the whole time.
I was rocking them the whole fucking time.
I was rocking the suburbs.
Yeah, we're back, everybody. We're back. For those of you, obviously, you guys know that you guys listen a lot. We were at the Gorge this weekend for Beyond Wonderland. What happened was there was a shooting. A couple people ended up dying. So they canceled the event. They only had one day. So
should we take a moment of silence or something for him?
Yeah, let's take a moment.
Okay.
Anyways, so what happened was, some people died or whatever. So they only had one day of the festival. Very unfortunate. I don't think that's ever happened over there before. So it was on our campsite. So we couldn't even get back to our campsite. It was kind of a nightmare.
It was something.
We had a good time, but obviously not ideal.
Those people's GoFundMes, they're everywhere. We'll post it on our page or something.
Yeah.
For those people. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like that's ever happened at the Gorge before. So that's unfortunate sucks. And unfortunate for people who travel from far away to go. Cause that sucks. Cause obviously it's a multiple day festival. So
yeah, but it was great. Besides that, obviously
the one night was fun.
I had a blast. Holy shit. I'd never been to the Gorge before. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful.
I saw the sunset. I was up front. I was up on the hill watching shit. Oh my God. I felt a whole range of emotions. I wanted to fall in love and I wanted to overthrow the government at the same fucking time, dude. No, because like a song would be like, I'm just like, oh my God, like you're just feeling it.
And then,
then the next song is like, I'm like, oh my God, I want to fucking punch someone. I want to fucking rage.
I had a fucking great time, dude. I danced my ass off. But yeah, so anyways, for those of you disappointed, there wasn't a lot of more content there. Sorry.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
We were planning for a lot more than that, but it's okay. Happens.
Things happen.
Things did happen. Very unfortunate, but overall, we saw some friends that I haven't seen in a long time. We all did, and we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And we danced and danced and danced.
And Lucas gave us these. Shout out, Lucas.
Yeah, shout out, Lucas.
I dig it. I feel like one of the like sand people from
the Star Tusken
Wars.
Raiders.
They will return and in greater numbers.
Welcome back, Slapdicks of Unleashed, episode
119.
119. First and foremost, let's start off with a sponsor, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
Shout out Jose. We saw Jose at the festival. We actually just ran into him randomly, which is crazy.
Took me a second to recognize him. I was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, we were all fucked up. Anyways, second. Liv Stallion, every time the wellness fitness space started by ATLT's own Brandon Body Auto. Streams Monday through Friday. You can look him up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way. Body Auto, BATTIATO. James, take it away.
Got Moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator. Also, Atlas Aeration, making your lawn look like fucking clouds. And last but not least, Puff Tag, never lose your shit again. Finally got some fucking orders. That took a while. Stressed out for a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's going to happen. You have to wait. Patience.
Well, the ad's got to learn. I'm like, what are you learning? Like,
well, algorithms, I guess. Like what people are actually favoriting and engaging with.
Apparently, I was like, Jesus, I was a little depressing there. But yeah, check out Puff Tag. Never lose your thing again. PuffTag.com. Oh my God, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Feels good. I feel really good.
I feel a little missing because of the fact I feel like I didn't really get a lot out of my system.
I need to go back.
So ASAP. we need to get a different plan of attack.
Just
for something
in our backyard. It just gets.
Yeah, it'd be dope. I was gonna say, well, it's summertime. There's got to be something we can attend. Got to be something. It's summertime.
Well, Base Canyon's in August, right?
I'm not going to that.
I'm down.
Hell no.
Okay, fine.
You can go if you want. You'll probably convince me to go, but...
Probably. You're more of a last minute. You're like, no. Then it's like, okay, all right, we're going. You're like, okay, fuck it. You're a fuck it guy. That's good. I like that because you're just like, you know what?
Oh,
fuck
yeah,
it.
But I'm saying I've been pretty steadfast for the last however many years. I've never gone to Base Canyon. I never wanted to go. Because of the music they have there. It's just like... Yeah. Like, that's why I like Beyond Wonderland. Dude, I was literally dancing a house and groovy shit for like 6 hours straight. I had a fucking blast. And I saw Slander. That's all I really wanted to see.
That song? Oh my God,
that's all I really wanted to see. That's all I really wanted to see.
So when that song happened, I was on the hill. We had gone back up.
Yeah, I was down.
I could see fucking everything. And I actually was so glad I got that fucking angle, dude.
Yeah, that's sick.
I remember just being like... As if it was like pushing me back. I'm like, oh my God.
You're like running away from
I'm like, oh! Something's about to happen. No, that was you know what? It's those little moments where you find true happiness. And I was very happy in that moment. It was
a great moment.
You just feel a lot of things, you know? I think that's something about music, which I fucking love about it. You feel a lot of things. The music was feeling me. I gave it consent.
That's all you can really ask.
It was good. Yeah.
I did have something. Okay, first of all, I have... just something funny I read. Okay. And then I have a topic that I think is really good to bring up. Mm. So for one, so I saw this story, and here's the thing. I think it's funny. Sorry. Don't cancel me. I'm just reading what I saw. Okay. And so basically there was this trans woman and, basically it was a guy or was it, it was a guy going to be a girl. He transitioned to a girl.
Uh-huh.
And then, so he basically, but for like, how often do you call your bank? Not very often, right?
Your bank?
Yeah. Like if you have to get a hold of your, not very often.
No, and so, I never called my bank.
Obviously, time passes. He transitioned to, maybe it was the other way around. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, a trans woman calls the bank, but I don't think they put together that the bank hears the voice and then you give them the name. Cause obviously on your bank, it's probably not. It's probably different. Yeah. It's your actual name.
You can change it.
I'm sure, but maybe they didn't. I don't know what the case was. But then their bank account was frozen because the banker said that she sounded like a man on the phone. So they froze her bank account.
You can do that just for sound?
And then, well, this wasn't the funniest part. And this old guy, his profile picture is like this 75-year-old dude. And he said, transaction declined.
That's
funny.
That's timely.
That's timely.
Yeah.
You gotta, even if it was my bank account, like I can't, I would laugh at that.
That is funny.
That's good.
That is funny.
That's good.
I didn't think they could do that based off a voice. Like, what if you just have like a higher pitched voice?
Well, maybe if you're doing a wire or you're doing something super important and then they kind of put two and two together, like, hey, this doesn't sound like the person actually, you know what I mean? So maybe.
Dude, the thing is to get into my bank account is easier than getting into my fucking.
I can't even, dude, my fucking battle.net for Call of Duty is harder to get into than my fucking bank account.
Dude, fucking. Two-factor authentication on like our Xfinity internet
bill. On everything, bro. Everything. Activision IDs, all like every little.
You're one of the most, okay, you know, like on your phone when like if it texts you, the little number will pop up. That's great. You know, like it pops up on the mm-hmm. top. Okay. You know what's fucking weird? If I'm on my laptop, it says, it literally says a MacBook is trying to log into this location.
Yeah. It says that.
It's like, I'm on the MacBook and then it texts the MacBook and then it doesn't put the numbers in and then I have to put it in to verify on the MacBook that is doing it. And it's like,
yeah, it does. It,
I'm
it,
on it.
It doesn't make sense. Or emails are way over secured.
For my bank, I have never had to like text a code or anything.
No, me either. Like, I've had the same security. Password since I opened it.
This fucking security is like a mall cop, dude.
Same password, and for every single other thing that is under my possession, I have changed the password.
I almost said it out loud.
I almost did too. I've changed the password for everything on a rotating calendar every so often. Bank never once. Been the same fucking basic password for the whole time.
Absolutely ridiculous.
It's insane.
There was something I was thinking of, or I saw this video. Okay. So I don't know who names animals, okay?
Who names them?
Someone names them. Okay.
Well, the people, the owners, who when they get the pet, they name
no.
It.
I meant like names an insect, like this is a caterpillar.
Like the actual the
this
species,
is a whatever
the species.
What do you think is the just most out of pocket one off the top of your head?
Probably the blue footed booby.
That one and Daddy Long Legs. Imagine that's like that's Daddy Long Legs.
That's true. I don't know how you think of that.
Why do they call it Daddy?
Maybe called it Daddy Spider because it's always there's little ones following it. Maybe it has. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah,
well, no, I believe with spiders, the woman spider eats the man after sex.
Well, is that all spiders? I know black widows do
black
that.
That's why they're called the Black Widow. They're widows afterwards. Can you be called?
And they're black.
Can you be called a widow if you kill your husband? Feel like
that's a woman thing.
Don't feel like
a woman can be a widow. A guy isn't a widow.
I know. I'm saying, do you deserve that title if you killed your husband?
Purposely? You're still a widow. You don't have a husband.
I feel like a widow comes with respect. It's like, I don't respect you if you killed your husband purposefully out of.
You wouldn't know that.
I'm just saying spiders. It's got to be some freaky sex to be like, I have to kill him after this. Like,
do you think the guys know? And they're just like, I'm fucking anyway. That'd be pretty tight.
Dude, we got some hormones in us, man. We'll do a lot of stuff.
You might be like, yeah, maybe she won't this time. Yeah.
all the statistics can
do
be.
Do you think like I know animals do, but like bugs and shit, like they can like fucking talk. And like, do you think like they actually do? Hey. You think they actually do?
How was work today? Like, I don't know.
Maybe not. I'm saying, but like in their own way, they're like talking and shit. Like they're talking shit about each other.
Well, cats like, meow at each other. I mean, they're obviously saying
very profound.
Well, you know what's weird? How have we not figured out how to talk to animals yet? That just seems ridiculous.
It seems ridiculous that we can't talk to fucking animals like Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
How is that ridiculous?
How have we not?
How would we be able to do that?
We have translated like 90,000 languages. You can have AI
write
a whole
speech. It's not a human dialect. What do you mean?
I'm saying we haven't figured out what like meow and meow means. Like, I don't know. It just seems like
that you are out of your mind.
No, I'm not. We're so technologically advanced. It's like we don't know how to figure out what a dog's saying.
You've been watching way too much Rick and Morty or something, dude.
No, are you saying it's that far? I mean, look at all the shit that's coming out.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Look at all the shit that's coming out.
I think human dialect is a lot different than grunts and noises and body language that animals do. I don't know. I don't see it.
I mean, the AI shit that's out now, I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it is, but I don't.
You can literally type out, like, write a speech with horse metaphors.
But what does that have to do with fucking the animal talking to you?
So, like, we can figure that out, but we can't figure out how to talk to something we've known for fucking ever. Why haven't we taught a dog how to talk?
They can understand us most of the time. We can understand them in certain behaviors and like body language.
We understand behaviors.
But I mean, like, we can't have a fucking whole conversation with them. We can't sit a golden retriever here and do a fucking podcast. Fucking happen.
Imagine just being the couch.
What's that fucking dog? Bush's Beans dog.
Oh, yeah.
He died. He died.
Yeah, good beans.
I stopped myself. I was about to say, well, he could talk. But obviously, that was fake for the commercial.
Yeah, it was. Dude, can you imagine coming home and your dog is just sitting there and he's got like a fedora on?
He's doing his taxes.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's going on?
How many kibbles and bits we bud?
Yeah, he's like, not now, man. And it's like, oh.
Dude, do you think, this is actually, honestly, I thought of this the other day and this is a fucking great point because I was thinking about this. Do you remember, I think it was whatever episode we listened back to and we were talking about when Bang Bros came out with like an actual like corporate statement. And we were laughing how funny it was that Bang Bros did a corporate statement. And then they were talking about like talent of that guy with the artificial dick or whatever.
Yeah.
That he had his dick taken off to like a robot penis or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
This is what I was thinking.
Casually. Robot penis.
So a couple avenues off of that for one. So in that statement, they were talking about like talent. And first of all, do they have scouts? Do you think like this guy's like, okay, well, this guy's good, but this guy's got a bendy cock. Yeah. Like, do they have scouts and do they have drafts? Dude,
it's called the casting couch, right?
Would be tryouts.
Tryouts. Oh, okay.
That I'm talking a draft, like, hey, Pornhub, Bang Bros, whatever.
Are we talking about dudes or girls? Because I feel like a lot of the girls.
All of them. I don't know. I'm saying there's draft. I'm saying, are there porn star scouts? They look for. They say this guy's got talent.
To be honest,
do they look for?
If you're a porn star scout, you're probably a really fucked up person. Because if you read articles on them, the women are a lot of the times coerced into that shit.
Oh yeah, a lot of times.
They're very much manipulated.
Unfortunately, that's not the question.
Are there scouts? I'm going to say yes, but they're not called scouts.
Okay, what are they looking for? What are they looking for? you know.
And a guy or a girl?
I think it would be more interesting for the guy because it's harder for a dude to get into it. So yes. I would be curious
big on, dog, on to, big dog, big cock, and I think longevity.
I think it's either that or it's something very unorthodox and kind of like a shock factor.
That or someone who just isn't interesting. Because in straight porn, you're not looking at the dude like if you're a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like you don't want anything too.
I just
want
to know, is there like a baseball scout goes out to a game and he's checking out that this guy's, you know, a danger on the outfield. This guy's a danger in the outfield, has a cannon of an arm. Okay, but this guy's also dangerous on both sides of the batter's box. See, do they have
sexual innuendos? Both sides of the batter's box?
No, that's a switch hitter.
No, I know that. No, I know that. I thought you were doing like he's good in the outfield. He's good both sides of the batter's box.
I wasn't. It was obviously.
No, I thought it was good.
No, but I'm saying, do they actually have criteria in which obviously they're. Now that I think about it, they're probably all fucking creeps.
Of course. But I'm thinking stamina, obviously, which we actually watched a documentary on. They do a lot of drugs.
You know what's crazy is like I feel like on a porn set, like as much as we think it's like kind of like, oh, it'd be like kind of weird. Of course, you can get used to anything. But
yeah,
imagine
it's just work.
This guy's fucking walking over the lunch meal. Yeah, we got an orgy in 30 minutes. He's like, I got about 30 minutes to take my lunch really quick. He's like, been a hell of a fucking day. Yeah. I got to edit this. I got to fucking send it off. Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, I'm all. Here's one thing I don't understand, though. If it's all consensual, why is like what? Actually, answer this. Why is prostitution illegal? I don't understand it. If it's consensual and the woman wants to...
It's a fucking loophole, dude. Like the porn thing. It's a
well, yeah, that's fucking weird.
They make like, billions of dollars, but it's
like, so if I pay you for it, it's not
okay. I can pay to watch if they're hired by a company.
But no, here's the other thing. It's like, I can pay you for sex and that's illegal. if there's a handy cam, like,
If it's bootlegged prostitution, it's illegal.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's your body.
Man,
like,
it doesn't make sense, man.
I mean, that's like a man.
Maybe I think regulation is more, it's regulated to an extent, at least. I think that's probably the biggest thing of
probably.
It.
Probably. I just feel like, I mean, it's like a handyman, you know? He goes up and he's working with his body, you know? He's doing his thing.
I mean, I don't think that's quite the same thing, but.
I'm saying if they want to, if it's completely consensual, I want to. Then it's like go fucking do it.
Yeah,
like I support it. Like if I had,
I think it's regulatory. That's
if
why.
I had a 12 pack and I was just the hottest guy in the world and people wanted to pay. Like,
well, that's what OnlyFans is for, right?
Do you think everyone's really in the top 1% of OnlyFans?
Somebody's lying.
Someone has.
They're all in the top 1.01. You're not.
Who's paying for
it? No, here's the thing. Let's get to brass tacks. Somebody's fucking lying. Somebody's lying. Sorry, I don't make the rules. I'm just saying somebody's fucking lying. You're not all. That's not how statistics work. Not there aren't 10,000 people that can be 0.01. That's just
unless there's 10 billion people or 10 million.
I mean, if the numbers match up, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying fucking half the people on this platform can't be the top 1%. That's not how statistics work.
So like you and I have been approached for certain things like that.
We have denied.
Maybe. we have denied. At what point, like how many people do you think, like, you know how we can do our tiers on Patreon? Say tier 4, $30 a month. How many people do you think we need to have ask for that before we put that tier up? And we're just like, yeah, we'll do every episode
what?
Barefoot.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, if it's 30 bucks. Times.
30 bucks is enough to get me out of bed. No way.
No, but a month times however many people. Like, how many people do we have to have asked? Because we've had a few people ask.
Let me do the math of some personal bills that I wouldn't have to pay. So 30 bucks...
I mean, we have to split it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it goes straight into the company account.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
We don't even really see it.
It doesn't even fucking matter.
It pays the bills. I don't know. I mean, I'm down to wiggle my toes or whatever, but like, I don't know. The thing is, I just don't want my face connected to it. Like, if you want to see these dogs barking, like, they'll howl for you. Like, that's fine.
You're not in the...
I just don't want to be so like, stupid. Oh, it's Jack. Like, these are Jack's
feet. Yeah, but this is like...
Because I can see myself getting carried away one day, and they're like, yeah, squirt some lotion on
it. Yeah, you would do it, too.
Slap it.
You'd do
like,
it, too.
Oh, shit. And fucking slap it around.
I like how you're like, oh, shit, I can't do it now, when you're wiggling them in the whole fucking episode that one time.
That was an accident.
No, you know why I know it was an accident?
Because we put them up.
You lined up the camera.
It's in the center.
I'm just saying, you knew where the camera, you knew how close it looked because you make me sit here and then you line me up. You know how close it is.
The thing
is,
it was the first time at the table and I propped my feet up. Now I'm not propping my feet up.
I get that.
And that's okay.
I'm not saying anything wrong with that. I'm just saying,
I'm a single man now. I'm just saying,
don't play stupid.
I did not do that on purpose. On God, I did not do that. Because remember when I was editing the episode and I was like, dude, my feet are right in the middle of the camera. I literally said that.
But you were laughing. You were like,
I did not purposely put my feet out there. Oh my God.
You weren't mad about it. You weren't like, ugh, dang it, man. My fucking feet.
When do I ever get like that? I was just like, oh, that's fucking embarrassing. My fucking dogs are sitting there. And the thing is we have that little filter on it, and so it made them look yellow. And I was like, yeah, okay, just so everyone knows, my fucking feet are not yellow. We have a filter that we throw on post-production. It's called the tobacco filter, and it makes the brick really pop.
But to be fair, if you have like bright lights on something, like the bottom of your feet can like have that hue to it a little bit. If you walk around barefoot for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I usually shower before going in. I'm just saying, I don't have yellow feet.
Well, you walk around barefoot a lot.
But I just showered. They're not dirty.
No, I'm not saying they're dirty, but that happens. Especially if a bright light's on it.
Yeah, I'm just making sure the listeners and the viewers know that my feet aren't yellow. That's all I'm doing. Can I back up my case?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I wasn't saying they were. I'm not saying, dude, they were yellow. Oh, they were a little yellow, but.
You ever had a dick pic of yours get leaked?
No.
No?
No.
No.
No, wait. No, no,
no.
Well,
ooh.
Okay, here's the thing. Because you won't actually.
I would know.
You might not. Well, if you're an idiot and you'd send the text, you really wouldn't know. I would say, but it could have been seen by more people if that person was in a group and they're like, oh, look at this.
Thing is, I think girls show each other that stuff a lot more than we think.
They do. 100%. They do. And they talk about it way more in depth than guys do.
Yeah.
Way more.
I mean, to be honest, I'm 26 now.
I don't know why I did that.
clap, you made it.
I know. Should we clap for that? Yeah, you sat there and let the time go? I mean,
I don't know. I've survived. Yeah, I've taken care of myself.
Yeah. Don't what? You're looking at me like you're waiting for me to do
for
something
8
wrong.
Years,
no, you looked at me like,
No, I'm saying, here's the thing. Girls talk about that, and they show each other that shit. And I know this.
Oh, 100%.
From years back.
100%.
The thing is like now that I'm in my, can I say late 20s? Mid to late 20s?
Well, you're in late, over 25 is, I guess.
Is that still, I feel like 24 to 26 is mid.
Well, 25 is technically mid.
Yeah, I guess. So I'm going to say late 20s now. I couldn't tell you the last time I asked for a fucking nude, to be honest.
Usually it just happens.
It starts off when it's like, oh, they're like under the covers. And then it's like, oh, and then,
they make that laugh.
No. And then like, actually, when was the last time this?
How many beers do you think it, like, okay, you're so no adulterants. You're just, how many beers are you slamming before you send a butthole pic?
A butthole pic?
Yeah. I give you like 8 beers. You're probably doing it.
Do it sober. How much you want it? No, I'm kidding. I mean,
a bunghole pic, dude.
Dude, I mean, I don't know how to take. I guess you can do the timer and then like squat over it, right? I don't know. I've never sent a butthole pic. I
don't think that's a normal thing. No.
No, but anyways, what I was saying is, to be honest, I don't think I've done this since I was like a fucking teenager. But it's okay. Remember, like in high school, and they'd be like, "Hey," and then like. Like, you know, the comforter would be like right there and it's like, I think they're shirtless. So then like you take off your shirt.
Well,
and
usually like, you can read it.
Yeah.
You can read where it's going.
Some are hard to read.
Somewhere. Well, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a good book if it wasn't hard to read.
Oh yeah. It's like Cat in the Hat. I mean, it was easy. So fuck.
Dude, what? How? So like, you know, a Cat in the Hat sold like fucking millions and millions. How? It's like, it's not a good book. It's just like, oh, okay. It's a children's book. Cool.
Dude, the ones I want to get my hands on are the Dr. Seuss, the bad ones.
Remember the racist ones?
Remember when he was getting canceled?
Why do you want to get your hands on those?
I don't know. Bring those out at a party. Fucking. It's like, hey, I got the good shit. Same rule.
Oh, yeah.
I got the good shit. Like, fucking. I don't know.
I don't understand. I'm just saying, how do books like that make millions and millions of dollars?
It's the kids, man. Same thing.
What do you mean it's the kids?
We talked about Barney last episode. How the fuck did he make $1 billion?
But that's on TV. That's different than a book. That's on TV. Any
before
kid can
TVs,
see it.
What do they do? They read books. Remember Green Eggs and Ham, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish?
I know those. Before, I'm not talking about before TV.
Dude, you know there's some dirty versions of that shit.
Of what, Barney?
No.
Didn't the first Barney fucking... didn't the first Barney like touch a bunch of kids?
If you looked at their career at Barney, it was always 2 to 3 years, and usually a career is longer than that. So I'm gonna guess something bad.
He has the fucking career of like the career length of like a UFC fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean they cashed out. That doesn't make that okay. I'm not saying I don't know what.
Yeah,
what
he touched them, but like at least he got money.
No, that's not what I was saying. No, I'm saying there's probably, I guarantee there's a genre of like Dr. Seuss After Dark, you know, like someone.
Don't know if there's Dr. Seuss After Dark.
No, I'm saying like a dirty kind of like.
Okay, well, let's see.
Like rhyming book like that.
Like an adult Dr. Seuss.
I don't even know if you could put Dr. Seuss in like adult. What is that genre? It's like a nursery like rhymes, adult nursery rhymes.
Like a 50 Shades Cat in the Hat?
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss Shades?
Cat in the Gat.
Cat in the Fat, PH Fat.
Oh, cat in the Snatch.
Dr. Seuss, dark artwork.
Fish, two fish, red fish.
No, I'm not typing that in.
Oh.
Dark Seuss. He's the next Sith, dude. Dude, was Seuss a Sith?
Was Seuss a Sith?
Dude, it was Darth Sidious and Darth Seuss.
Yeah.
Dude, Seuss and Sidious?
Dude, they're coming for Seuss.
Wait, so is Dr. Seuss like a... It was an actual guy?
Was he an actual doctor?
Was it? No, probably not. Probably the same way as much as Dr. J was a fucking doctor.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. J, that's a basketball player, but also Dr. Dre, I suppose. Way Dr. Dre is a doctor, I suppose.
How did he get that title? Was that self-given, or was someone like, dude, you're the doctor in the stew? Like, he's...
Yeah, but that's like a common like slang nickname to give somebody. There was a lot of doctors back...
I feel like chef should be more like common. Because like if you're cooking up...
There's not a rapper named Chef something, dude. Chef Z, dude.
Dude, and you know how there's always Lil something? Chef something. I think Chef's
I think
good.
There is a... There's a rapper named like Chef G or something, but it's like S H E F.
Is he actually good at cooking?
Probably not. But.
Dude, my dream, man, I'm going to tell you this right now. When I'm married someday, dude, I want an apron that says kiss the cook and I'm just going to cook.
That is very fucking cliche.
Yeah, I just want to be naked, dude. Have a, you know, slight little boner while I'm cooking a steak.
Oh, wait, hold up.
I'm a man of simple taste.
10 family unfriendly facts from the life of Dr. Seuss. Well, it was an actual guy.
Yeah, but Theodore he was anti-Semitic, I think.
Right? Theodore Geisel, the real Dr. Seuss, was an adult man, blah, blah, blah.
He was Vin Diesel's dad.
He was traumatized for life by Teddy Roosevelt.
Dr. Seuss?
Apparently.
What did Teddy do?
I don't know. I'm not going to read that whole thing, though. I'm just looking for an interesting one. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, here's the book. This is what we got our hands on. His first book was called The Pocketbook of Boners.
What?
There it is. There's the cover.
The Pocketbook of Boners.
Obviously, way back when. This is in 1931. He published his first book.
Can we read it?
The New York Times called it hilarious. Obviously, a lot more easygoing ratings back then. Whoa. I'm assuming it can't be about dicks. Dude! His first publication was so successful that it spawned sequels like Bigger and Better Boners, Prize Boners, and Boners by those who pulled them. What the fuck? He illustrated volumes of boners, big and small. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Dude, this is the kid that drew a bunch of dicks in class and then fucking made a
There's
career
no
out
way.
Of it.
He got his start advertising oil and pesticides, okay? He made army propaganda with Stan Lee and Chuck Jones. That's interesting.
What?
He only agreed to write kids' books. Whoa. He only agreed to write kids' books so he could write a sexy naked lady book.
Whoa. Okay, I found the book. I found the book. Okay, it gives a couple pages.
Okay.
The dolphin was a rare fish that used to inhabit the Arctic Circle in the Middle Ages.
It's a bunch of different species, boners and dicks.
Polonius was a mythical sausage. Benjamin Franklin produced electricity by rubbing cat's backwards. What? When a northern, so these are like different pages. When a northern soldier could not go to the Civil War, he sent a prostitute.
I'm so confused.
So this is the cover. It was a dollar. No wonder you're ostracized. We remember you when you had friends. Now they're all dropped you. And why? You're just... This one's called More Boners with hundreds of new illustrations by Dr. Seuss.
Wait, bro. I got to read this. I have to read this. Okay. Hold on. Wait.
What the fuck?
So, the first draft of Hop on Pop actually
no
taught kids how to say contraceptive. In the rhyme of the book, the contraceptive kangaroo. Okay, in the fucking book, it taught kids how to say contraceptive. Constantine Oplee Timbuktu contraceptive kangaroo.
I mean, it's good to teach kids about safe sex, I guess.
He was a chain smoker. He cheated on his wife while she had cancer. I don't know why I read that with so casually. That's actually super fucked up.
Dude, the pocketbook of... Oh, it's on Amazon. $105 on Amazon. I'm not buying that.
Dude, his wife killed herself after she realized he cheated on her when she had cancer. That's fucked.
Jesus. He cheated... Dude, this guy's a bad guy.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Jesus.
City boy's up.
Okay, so this is the back of the book. This is the description of the book.
I thought you were about to say this is the back of the bus.
A comma is what a medium goes into... Filet Mignon is an opera by Puccini. Achilles was the boy whose mother dipped him into the river Styx until he was intolerable. And thousands more side-splitting, roll him in the aisles, life of the party, schoolboy and school girl, howlers made this pocketbook the greatest amount of fun and mismerits. Boners are true. Actual missteps, misprints, and misconceptions. Cold from... I don't even know.
Dude, this guy's a sick fuck. He had a lot of rhymes with... I was saying back the bus because I thought... You were about to say that. You read the same article as me. Apparently, he uses back of the bus a lot, too. Jesus. Obviously racist. He also made up the words nerd and crunk.
Don't read this book unless you can take it, because you'll keep your nose in boners from beginning to end. Dude, this guy's... Who published this? Pocketbooks, Inc. out of Rockefeller Center, New York. We're looking at you. You made some decisions.
What the fuck, dude?
Okay, wait. I'm going to read the whole line. Don't read this book unless you can take it, because you'll keep your nose in boners from beginning to end, and then you'll begin all over again.
He's spitting, though.
Dude, he was the original rapper. Do you think Dr. Seuss made rap?
Dude, no. Honestly, but you know those rappers, they'll have him on and they'll have him read a Dr. Seuss book. It's kind of hard.
Should we play a beat right now and you fucking read one?
Okay.
What beat? Should I do The Watcher?
Hold on, let me find a Seuss thing. Okay, let's see here. Dr. Seuss short book.
Just do like One Fish, Two Fish or something. Let's see here. You got one?
No. I don't want to buy these, dude. Dude, Seussville.com, it's got everything on deck. Holy shit. Okay, how do I... Is there a free one I could just look at the fucking... I'll just do a page. How about that?
Fox and Socks? That's an audiobook. Fox and Socks, full book.
Wait, what?
Oh, I found it. Okay. Okay, yep, okay. Oh my God. Okay, got it. Here we go.
Wait, what?
All right, I have a full book. Do you want to play a beat?
Okay.
Okay.
Do I do like a trap beat?
Yeah, sure.
But something kind of easy.
Dude, Dr. Seuss doesn't do easy, man. Is this how our rap career is made right here? Oh, that's good. Good Miller Lite.
Fucking ad.
Don't give him the satisfaction. Yeah. Okay. Fox, socks, box, knocks. Fox and box, fox and socks. Fox on box and socks and box. Yeah. Socks on knocks and knocks and box. Fox and socks and box on knocks. Chicks with bricks come. Chicks with blocks come. Chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come. Okay, okay. Look, sir, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, sir. First, I'll make a quick trick brick stack. Then I'll make a quick trick block stack. Okay. You can make a quick trick chick stack. You can make a quick trick clock stack. And here's a new trick, Mr. Knox. Socks on chicks and chicks on fox. Fox on clocks on bricks and blocks. Bricks and blocks on knocks and box. Yeah. Now we come to ticks and tocks, sir. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, sir. Okay. Okay, yeah, clocks on fox tick, clocks on knocks.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god.
Dude, I was about to go in.
Dude, that was a perfect part.
I'm not gonna keep going, that's it.
Bro, there's no way. Did the beat fucking switch right when you make the fuck?
Alright, we're gonna end it there. Fuck, thanks for watching. Fuck you guys. Patreon.com.
I don't even wanna go, I'm done. I don't care.
Patreon.com/ATLTATLTstore.com. Z, where can they find you?
They can find me at Isaiah_Lesney on Instagram. Or you can find both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram page.
Let's get rowdy up in here.